Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm James.
And together we're arguing the toss about...
the things that really matter in games.
Indeed. And here we are for a very special E3 2015 edition of Argue the Toss. Because last episode, we both declared two things that would never happen at E3, and they both happened.
Yeah.
And what were those things, James?
They were The Last Guardian and Shenmue 3, which I know we both love, like, those respective series, and I know, you know, with Shadow of the Colossus and Ico, and yeah, I woke up this morning because foolishly I'd become a bit despondent with E3, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll just wake up to Sony's conference in the morning, I imagine there'll be some good stuff. And then I find Shenmue 3 is a thing. It was $1,500,000 on the Kickstarter. It's now gone over $2 million by the time we're recording this. So it's fully funded and it's happening and it's a real thing. And I burst into tears. And yeah, 14 years since the last one was released.
Yeah, that was pretty, because I was thinking, you know, Sony have got a lot to do, because the Microsoft one had, like, highs and lows. Like, Bethesda pretty much, like, set the bar extremely high. With their show, and then Microsoft, you know, it had ups and downs in their show, but it was a pretty good show, and then it did the HoloLens thing, and it was like, jaw hit floor, and... Yeah, I thought, you know, what is Sony going to do?
Yeah.
And I'd completely forgotten about those rumours as well. I wasn't expecting, because you never gun for the rumours. You think, yeah.
Well, I've just known that there have been so many, there are always rumours in this kind of thing anyway. Like, there was one even,
exactly.
There was even one for a PS4 version of Medieval about a month or so ago. Like, you know,
yeah.
So, you know, and as always, I always say, like, you know, look, that's great if it's real, but...
But,
you know, just
I'm not holding my breath.
It's not even like even if you're not holding your breath, it's just wait for it. You know, just see if it's there, and then it'll be all the sweeter.
Yeah. So the first one that they unveiled was The Last Guardian,
yes.
And I really wasn't expecting it. I was just like I was gasping because I sat up in bed watching it on my laptop. My boyfriend was still asleep next to me, so I was like, oh my god.
He was probably waking up terrified, going, what's wrong?
Yeah. And, it was just lovely to see those little feathers floating down on the screen. And it went really silent, didn't it? The room went...
Yeah.
Because if it's like a game with guns and stuff, you know, people are like going, whoa, yeah, and all this sort of thing. But there's just like this silence as they watched it.
I think also because they were like, oh, you know, it's a really long-term one. And there are a lot of different things floating about what could be shown. So I think everyone was just kind of like...
Yeah, floored.
Yeah, well, like, what is this? Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, take a pick.
Yeah. And then at first, because like the first few minutes were what we'd already seen... So I was thinking, yeah, we've seen this. This is like the same little tiny bit of trailer that we've already seen. But then it went on and on and on, and it was like a really long bit of actual gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested as like, because I know it's with some trailers, it's very scripted. It seemed a bit less scripted, actually, because of the way the camera moved and the character animations. It actually seemed like game. So I'll be wondering if it is actually like it doesn't have an HUD or if it is like...
Yeah,
you know, if it's like more intuitive, I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see. But like, yeah, because when was it first announced?
The animation, it's gorgeous. I like the fact that it didn't look completely sort of this generation. I liked the fact that it still had that softness. That the graphics, you know, weren't sort of super HD. You know, 2015. I liked that it still had that old feel of Ico. And Shadow of the Colossus.
And I think, like, just looking at it, like, I rewatched it a few times, and it's like you look in the background, and there seems like it's a world with a lot of scope. And,
yeah.
I mean, and that's been the case with Ico and Shadow of the Colossus anyway, but it's like, You know, and there's just, like, loads of little things that you just wonder, and it's like The Last Guardian, okay, what is this creature, you know, it's a kind of weird chimera kind of thing, and it's like...
Looks like he's had his horns sawn off or something.
Yeah, and there's, like, kind of, like, it almost like he was crying, like, blood or something, like, from his eyes, or, like, there's some kind of thing going down...
Oh, yeah, there's a sort of, he's got that Alice Cooper look going on.
that's an endorsement right there, if I ever heard one. So, yeah, and it's just like... Yeah,
I had a bit of a tear in my eye for that one, because it just looks... It's going to break our hearts all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, and also the fact it's a PS4 exclusive as well. That's, I think that's what's really good, because a lot...
Jesus Christ, they needed that.
Yeah, but I think, like, this whole generation, a lot of people on different platforms, maybe not so much Nintendo, but, you know, Xbox One and PS4 and even PC, they've kind of been like, look, you know, where are the exclusives that are... Find these consoles, and they're starting to come out now, and I love Bloodborne, for example, but it's not a game that's easy to pick up for most people.
No.
So that
was really good news. There wasn't any sort of date, was there?
There was 2016, so it'll be next year. It just said 2016.
Okay. Nice.
So it will happen.
Excellent. Oh my god, I can't believe that. I just never thought it would happen.
I never wrote it off, because there were games like Alan Wake that had kind of gone through stuff like that, but I thought it might surface again, but I wasn't expecting it this year, and everything had kind of been stum, and it was just like...
I don't know. But it's here! We don't need to worry anymore! Hooray!
Well,
so that was good. Bed,
everyone could go home.
And we were happy from that. And then...
Right, and then there's a minor thing, Final Fantasy VII's being remade.
I mean, that's exciting too, but let's get on to the...
Shenmue, bitches!
Shenmue 3 is alive, it's real,
it's happening now.
It's continuing, it's not like a reboot or a, you know, he said it's continuing the story. I can't believe it.
It's been made in Unreal Engine 4 as well, so...
Yeah.
So, you know, and as much as I love the Dreamcast, as far as I understand, it was a very weird machine to program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they had that sort of slight variation on the CD-ROM, what they called the GD-ROM, which was slightly different as well. And so it's just like, okay, you know, and also with tools that are available, it means that development can actually be cheaper in some circumstances. You don't have to necessarily code a game engine from scratch.
So they've already reached their Kickstarter target.
Yeah.
They've surpassed it already in, what is it, less than 12 hours?
Yeah, the current number as I'm looking at it is 2,100,858. So,
$2 million. The next stretch target is $4 million. I think it'll make that.
I think it'll make that. And it's 31 days to go yet. So,
yeah, I know.
And three people have already paid $10,000 already. Those are already gone. There'll probably be more stuff.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to create more gift things. But anyway, so like the stuff that we know about the game, so they've said the technique scrolls thing sounds interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I know quite a lot. I'm a very big nerd when it comes to Shenmue, and it's interesting because it's going to be taking place after the first one in China. And it's interesting because the stretch goals are the different places in China, because the original script for Shenmue is at least 11 chapters, I think maybe 16, and the first two games covered the first five, because the second chapter was missed out in between Shenmue 1 and 2. There was a planned chapter for the boat, but that didn't happen. They got rid of it because they just said it wasn't really necessary. So it'll be taking place in China again. I'm really intrigued, because there's that very... The end of Shenmue 2 has this kind of thing where there's a hint at magic kind of sort of coming in a little bit. And it's kind of,
that'd be nice.
You know, so it's going to be really interesting to see where it goes. But like you say, with the techniques and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like the idea of the technique scrolls, and that you get them from playing the mini games. So that kind of, you know, encourages you to, you know, not just like kind of rush through the story or whatever. You know, you have to explore it. You know, helps people kind of explore the little things, which is the things we love about. You know, he said, you know, pachinko and the gambling games and stuff, and it all came flooding back to me. I was like, oh my God, how many hours did I spend on pachinko? And then when I went to Japan and went to a real pachinko parlor, it was like, oh my God,
yeah.
Like you. I want lots of cherry blossom.
there's so much I could say about it. I mean, we obviously only keep these shows short. So much I could say.
We're pocket size, but I'm sure on the Gin Lounge we can sort of delve in more. But there was like a little on the Kickstarter video. It's like a sort of mini. There was a little bit of footage, wasn't there?
I think that is just kind of like a mock-up. I think I doubt it's any more than that. I think it is just something to say. Look, here's. I think it's more like a test. I think it's more like, right, okay, look, we've got something.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of the characters animated and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine.
But, I mean, it just, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's how it will look, or, because I liked the fact, again, the same as Last Guardian, that, you know, they looked like, it's not like if you see Lara Croft from, like, 14 years ago and now she looks completely different.
Mm.
You know, he still looked like Rio and, you know, they looked exactly the same kind of thing without looking, you know, really clunky. So I liked that they'd kept the visual style.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the thing, is that it's a very... Yu Suzuki has always had a very big vision. Like I say, the entire game's been written since the... And so it's like, and 3 development did start on 3 back in the day, and there are some video clips that you can find online, and I know a few hackers who have uncovered stuff that is on like Shenmue 2
okay.
like that, so like extra things that are kind of a hint at some things,
it's exciting time.
So fucking emotionally exhausted at the minute, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I have pledged $300 because I clearly have more money than sense. I will say as a quick thing, it's quite nice on the Kickstarter. They've even put in some jokes. So, like, you know, like the different tiers, they've got things like, oh, you get toy capsules, and then it says, I should buy one, like, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, it's like, this is cool.
I mean, the only thing on the... little bit of footage they gave us was that they were speaking in English and I played it all in Japanese with the subtitle. So I'd like to hear that again and stuff, and read the subtitles.
It's weird for me because I played the first one in English and then they played the second one in Japanese with subtitles,
I
didn't play the other one as well. But I think we're probably going to have to wrap it up there because...
Yeah, we are...
Go on.
So you do our outro, James.
Okay, I am pretty much knee-deep in my own cum at this point, so I'm going to have to...
On that tasteful note.
Yep, now, on that bombshell, I am going to have to leave you all because I've got some mopping up to do. And, so join us next time for some more arguing.